We are up to Gam Ala Behemos. Okay, so we're talking about all about Rachmanis and the great value of Rachmanis and why it's so important to have Rachmanis. Gam Ala Behemos Tzarech L'Rachim. There is even this need to be Merachim on Behemos. In fact, we find that many of our greatest leaders, prior to becoming leaders of the Jewish people, were involved with shepherding animals. They were involved with taking care of animals. People like Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. And maybe that's a good training ground, that a person who has to have Rachmanis on even Behemos will certainly be able to have Rachmanis on human beings. Ki asu litzair balei chayim. Now, this is a little bit different than being merachim, that one is not allowed to cause tsar for balei chayim. So that's a question. The Gemara Bamitzia says tsar balei chayim is d'oraisa, and there's 12 or 13 shitos in Rishonim. Where in the Torah does it say that you're not allowed to be mitzar balei chayim? In fact, that's Rav Asher Weiss's raya to the idea that ratzon haTorah sometimes is mechayev mida uraisa, because he says if there are 13 shitos, it means there are no shitos. It means that none of those psukim are particularly compelling that tsar balei chayim is d'oraisa. He says no, but what all 13 shitos tell you is that there are 13 places in the Torah where the Torah at least gives you the sense that we care about causing suffering to animals. And if the Torah gives you that sense in 13 different places, it's revealing to you that that is the Ratzon HaTorah. Why is it the Ratzon HaTorah? So one could well understand that if a person learns to have Rachmanis on animals, a person is, it's not about Ben Adam Mechavero. There's no Ben Adam Mechavero on a behema. So it's not about Ben Adam Mechavero. There's Ben Adam Mechavero on fellow Jews. When it comes to even human beings who are Nachrim, there's certain elements of Ben Adam L'Chavero. Shachter likes to point out, is Ben Adam L'Chavero in the sense of the Isurim of Ben Adam L'Chavero. You're not allowed to cause unneeded suffering, you're not allowed to steal, you're not allowed from any human being, but the mitzvos of Ben Adam L'Chavero, the positives, typically don't apply to Nachrim. There's no mitzvah Bikur Cholim or Nichum Aveilim to a Nachri, but there would be such a mitzvah to a Jew. But to a Behema, there's no Ben Adam L'Chavero. It's not about what you're doing to the Behema, it's about the Midah, it's about developing the midah of Rachmanus, that a person should develop a sense of Rachmanus. That if the animal is buckling under its burdens, you help it get up. And there's a halacha that you have to feed your animal before you eat. It's actually a chakira in the Achronim, if I'm not mistaken, why you have to feed your animal before you eat. What the is it that the animal is going to suffer? Because it sees you eat and its mouth waters and it's wondering if it's ever going to get to eat, and it will suffer from watching you eat. Or is it just not to train yourself, having nothing to do with the animal? You don't care about the animal's feelings. It's just to train yourself to take care of others before you take care of yourself. You know, like that. What? It could be both, but what would be the nafkamina, right? Every chakir is only as good as the nafkamina. Nafkamina is, I always tell my children that when they invite friends for Shabbos, if I see the kid, I always say, by the way, I don't know if it bothers you, we have 12 pets. And the kids are like, what, 12 pets? Like, they're all fish, but we have 12 pets. So my fish, who 11 of whom were born in our fish tank, and the mommy is still around and watches over her 11 babies. Is ready 3 years later. They were born about 3 years ago. So the mommy watches over her 11 babies. And my fish cannot see me eating. I'm eating in the kitchen. They don't know that I'm eating. They have no idea that. So do I have to feed my fish before I eat myself? Right? So, is there any value, if anyone ever asked, is there any value in pet ownership? So, you know, there are certainly a lot of mechsholim in pet ownership, certainly in owning a dog where you have to neuter a dog, and that's an isidarai. So, like, there are certainly mechsholim in pet ownership that you sort of have to get through, and Shabbos issues, and, you know, things like that. But is there any positive value in pet ownership? So this is one that you actually get to learn this halacha and observe it and keep it, of feeding your pets before you feed yourself. And that would certainly be true of a dog, but is it true of fish? So l'chara, that's a nafkamina. If it's only about training yourself, so then yeah, you should feed your fish before you feed yourself. Pesach is tricky though, because the fish food is chametz. So the only fish food that they'll eat is bloodworms, which is not so geschmack. My wife doesn't like handling the bloodworms. And if you go away from Pesach, a couple of times we went away from Pesach. So what do the fish do the whole Pesach when you go away from Pesach? So I asked the guy down the block from me who has fish, And he says, mostly they could survive a week. And if not, they'll eat one of the others. they'll take care of it internally. So, I'm not such a fan of that. So we have someone dropping some bloodworms every day. Anyway, so this is the din, his understanding of being machal behemto, kodem sheyochal hu, the Gemara Bracha says that first you feed your animals and then you eat yourself. So that's a din in being having rachmanos even on behemos. It's not necessarily taking a stand. Meaning having rachmanos on behemos might be based on sar bali chayim, or it might be based on just developing the midah of rachmanos within yourself. Midas rachmanos. He's simin lezera Avram Avinu Zera Yisrael. It's a way of defining or recognizing who is truly Zera Avram. Kedichsiv nasan lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'hirbecha. L'chein kol adam yargil atzmo l'daber kol v'varav b'lashon raka u'besachanunim u'verachmanas. A person should speak not in an abrasive, aggressive way. A person should speak softly, kindly, that his tone and his voice should be dripping with a sense of rachmanus. It should, and you could tell, you know, when you talk to people, even though the words they say might be, two people might say the same words, but it's very, very different. That's always the danger of like emails and texts before emojis, where you could just express everything in emojis. But, you know, if you, whatever. So if you make an angry face, then everyone knows you're saying it angrily. If you do the hugs and kisses, then everyone's like, oh, it must be a typo, right? So the way, the tone that you express yourself very often doesn't come through. It's important to be aware of that. Very often doesn't come through in a text exchange or an email exchange, because and it makes all the difference in the world, the way a person expresses himself. So when talking in person to somebody, when you speak in a way that's derech tachnun, that's derech rachmanas, it makes a much greater impression, and it makes the other person feel warm, it makes the other person feel accepted. Gam be'ez hispalalo yaset filaso tachnunim. And there's great schar when one speaks nicely to an ani. A lot of people will tell you about how important tzedakah is, what a great mitzvah is, what kind of schar. Tzedakah tatzil mimaves, right? Everyone knows tzedakah tatzil mimaves. But what people fail to realize is that writing a check is one thing, but to speak nicely to the ani, to make him feel good, to make him not feel like a shmata, like 2 cents, to make him feel like he's a human being, he's a ben adam, which is very hard for a person who has to go around collecting money from other people. It's very hard for him to feel like a worthy ben adam, like a person who's actually, you know, it's dehumanizing, it's degrading. So when you bring him in, offer him a drink, even if you can't give him that much money, a drink, something to eat, do you need to use the bathroom, something like that, that's very helpful very often. Halo tire kiyam rabbeinu hanosin pruta la'ani mizbarich b'sheish brachos. Someone who gives a pruta to a poor person is going to be blessed with 6 brachos. V'amefaiso b'dvarim mizbarich b'achasas rei brachos. Gemara Bava Basra tells us in the first parak that if you give a pruta to a poor person, you get 6 brachos. You speak to him nicely, you make him feel good, 11 brachos. So that's true, this is machlokas rishonim over there. It doesn't mean the 6 plus 5 more. Or does it mean 11 separate, meaning, let's say you give him tzedakah and your mefaisa b'dvarim, is it 17 or is it 11? Because the nafkamina, not nafkamina, but the difference is, what has greater impact, the money or the mefaisa b'dvarim? So obviously the Aruch HaTzaddikim is understanding that mefaisa b'dvarim has greater impact and that it's 11 independent of the 6. But if you understand that it's 6 plus 5, so mefaisa b'dvarim is only 5. And the tzedakah is 6, so the tzedakah is actually the greater impact. But either way, it's at least close, you know? Giving, being mefais of b'dvarim is a very important thing. L'chein, b'dvar s'fas of yulbash tzedakah, l'daber al lev ani, v'yudvar b'nachas le'evyon, v'inachameyu mimaisav mitzvon yadav v'yichabdeyu minaseyu. Give him kavod, treat him like a human being. Try to you know, see what his needs are, like you would a chash of a guest. A chash of a guest comes to your house, you try to make sure he's taken care of, that he shouldn't want for anything. So someone comes to your house, even if he happens to be coming because he's collecting tzedakah, to treat him with a sense of respect. V'ata ben adam, terachem al nishmascha hamiskayim la'adayad. Wow, he says, and then there's a sense of rachmanis that a person has to have. We said having rachmanis on yourself is not so good, because the person is going to, everything has to be perfect, I can't live like this, I get, that's not so good. Then you're going to end up not learning Torah, you're not, but trachem al neshmascha, have rachmanis on your neshama. Your neshama is going to be here forever. Lahavia el tanug mafla asher lo ra'asa ayin. Meaning your neshama has the ability, the potential to experience something greater than you will ever experience in this world. Your neshama has the ability, the potential to experience something greater than anybody you know will ever or has ever experienced in this world. So don't you want to have a little rachmanis on your neshama and allow it to experience that? Don't you want your neshama to be able to have this ta'anug, this enjoyment, asher lo ra'asa ayin, borrowing the phrase from the Navi, that ayin lo ra'asa zulascha Hashem, that people haven't even been able to see the great ta'anug that exists, lo lam abba. V'lo yivyucha rov tavos, that's the stira the Gemara asks. On the one hand we say ayin lo ra'asa, by Olam Haba, on the other hand, we say, right? That Mashiach is going to be just like, there'll be poor people and rich people and, happiness and sadness and whatever, but there's going to be no Shibin Malchias. Meaning there aren't going to be a million Arab states threatening to wipe Israel off the map. That's going to be the difference. So that's the question. Do we assume Vigar is a Avim Keves on the one hand? The Navi tells us that the wolf and the lamb will. There's a restaurant, Wolf and Lamb. It's named after that pasuk. The wolf and the, I don't know if it still exists, but at least there was once. The wolf and the lamb will live together. So that doesn't sound natural. And then you have this. But anyway, so there is this idea of Tanug that we haven't even been able to appreciate, and we would never be able to appreciate till we experience it. V'lo yivyucha rov tavos echalachtos. So don't allow your tavos to get the best of you and to cause you to sin. V'tia nidcha me'or el choshech, where it's going to push you from light to darkness. Chamol al atzmecha, have rachmanis on yourself. V'chus al nafshecha, have rachmanis on your neshama. V'al techal al yekar hod nishmascha b'havle at anugim. And don't ruin the beauty and the glory of your neshama with the stupidity and the fleeting enjoyments of this world. They're here one second, gone the next. It's not worth it. Amra chacham min anadivus sheyamun adam b'midas harachamim uvedivrei shlomo mitzave al harachamim v'alachaninu v'amru hatzela kuchim lamaves umatim laherek. Shlomo Melech emphasizes that a person should plan for the future. You know, we talk about planning for the future, people always think it means financial planning. That you plan for retirement, that's planning for the future. That's a very short-sighted planning for the future. The genuine planning for the future is planning for the future beyond death. Planning for the future, not just buying life insurance, make sure your family's okay. Planning for your own future beyond death. That's true planning for the future. Umalas hamida hazos tavchin v'saskil asher habori misnaigba im kol avruim shnemar v'rachma v'kol ma'asav. And the ultimate istabik bedrachav, the ultimate mahu afata, is with rachmanos, because that's the way Hashem interacts. That's the defining midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to interact with all of creation. Not just people, not just Jews, certainly, not just people. V'rachmav al kol ma'asav. Hashem always has rachamim al kol ma'asav. So a person should be someone who has rachamim for everybody. There are a lot of people that have rachamim on their friends, but have no rachamim on people who they happen to not be friendly with. We have to expand who we have rachamim for, and it even goes to the animal life, but kal v'chomer, it should at least be for every single Jew, that we should have a deep and profound sense of rachmanis. Okay, stop there.